know what the Tecmo Bowl music means. It is Papa's Football Podcast. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, joined by Howard, well, Basement Howard, Howard Flood. What the fuck
was Howard Flood at Basement Howard is the Twitter handle.
See,
so
I had it all wrong yet all right. And Brian Bolte, it's like B-O-L-T, but then with a queer little French E with an accent.
No French E.
There is an E. A little tilde made of cum and a little Parisian mustache.
The love I get.
Yeah, we're, you know, we talk the week that was, if we're so inclined to prep ahead, the week that will be. In this American Football League of ours, we also have comedians calling in this week. We got a great guest, Steve Martin. Steve, are you there?
I am. What's up, fellas? Thanks
Not
for
much.
Having me. Oh,
anytime,
yeah,
man.
You, man.
Steve, thank you so much for being on, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Brian. Likewise, I love talking sports.
Nah, I figured you did.
Read the man's credentials. Pretty much, I want you to hold out his right hand as he makes the two-finger gesture, as if he just, you know, like, plucked a pie. Not the bow finger, like he's licking cunt. Like two fingers, like smell it, kids. I want you to hold his hand out.
I do want you guys to all smell my fingers, because this is a big pull. Foolish Thoughts, great podcast. And you do, in your podcast, my biggest fear, doing a show by yourself. That scares the shit out of me. I was listening to
you. Don't want to be alone with your thoughts.
You know, that's I'm a open mic hack, and as a comedian, you know, we don't like to be alone with our thoughts. But I do want to tell you, I was listening to your current show a couple days ago. We have something in common. I fucking hate men's feet, and if they touch me, I would like to punch them in the face.
Yes, isn't that some? Men's feet are the grossest things ever. I'd rather suck a dick than have a man's foot touch against my body. I know that sounds gay or what, but I don't know. If I had to pick, if there was there, I would definitely, I'd suck the dick.
I will pop my wife's beautiful little toes in my mouth and be happy.
You've said the foot thing previously. And I wasn't, like, one time you get a pass for it, but the second time, maybe a month or so ago on the show, Steve, Brian was talking, and he acknowledged that he doesn't do porn, except once a month.
He has
a once-a-month fap, which makes me, like, picture,
really?
Yeah, like, setting, like, Thanksgiving fucking dinner for himself, like, just tablecloth, candles, like, a jar of lube on a silver tray, that kind of shit.
And then I fuck the jar of lube.
Really? You only watch porn once a month? No, I'm not buying that.
Do you know who Don De Niro is?
I do, yeah.
He's the Pope of no wanks. And what?
No, is that true? He says he doesn't jerk off?
He does not jerk off, and Dante probably doesn't have to. You know, like
black guys always say that, though. Black guys don't jerk off, and they don't eat pussy. That's what they always say.
But you know what?
If you ask the women, they're like, he's fucking licking that pussy.
If you're an NYC comic, like you guys, you don't have to jerk it, because somebody in the crowd will do it for you.
It's still better to jerk it.
I mean, That's what everybody thinks, but believe it or not, I've probably been laid maybe, three, four times. I think it's more when you go on the road. Mm. New York City, it's not as much.
Hey, when I saw you...
Me anyway, maybe I just suck.
I threw my boxer briefs at you. You didn't seem to be interested, though.
But you, Brian mentioned, like, you know, it just, not so much that it was his big thing, but he said, like, he got severely aroused just looking at his wife's foot. And at the time, I was like, is he saying that just because he's so fucking horny, like, he could have also seen his, like, wife's spread anus dropping one, and that would have done it for him? Or, like, is the foot something for him? And it sounds
and yes. If you don't pull
I have a foot fetish, so I have a little bit of a foot fetish, so I'm going to say he's in for the feet. He's just now letting that out, though.
I'm fucking outnumbered here, then, man.
This is the second time he said it on air, so now he's admitting it. He's getting closer to just wanting to suck toes.
Steve, I'm getting old. I'm getting older, man. I'm experiencing new things. I've been with my chick for a long time. You got to try something different.
Yeah. And you got to do it. I was sucking a girl's toe the other night, and it was a little weird, but I was like sucking it like a fucking lollipop, and, you know, while fucking her, and it made me come harder and faster.
Well, see?
But it did. It definitely worked. But now I'm afraid, do I do it every time? Is she going to fucking laugh at me? Like, is this going to be my thing? I got to fucking suck a girl's toe. Like, I don't want that to become,
embrace,
you know,
it, man. It's like
standard.
Your identity. Like, that's your calling card, like a serial killer.
Dude, chicks love getting their feet worshipped and kissed and whatever. I know this is a football pod.
I was going to fucking say.
It's now Papa's Basement Foot Fetish Show.
Yeah. Let's do a little. So, Steve, you're a New York Giants guy. It has not been great for you. I guess, what, the first 2 weeks there was some promise there, and then the shit's gone off the rails real hard, man.
Three losses in a row.
It did. It did. And I am on record for not liking our coach, McAdoo-Doo. I don't like him. I'm not a fan.
I saw your tweet, bring back Tom.
Yeah. They should have never let him go. I know, you know how football is or any sports. Everybody's always quick to get rid of the coach or the manager. I don't know if it's as abundant outside of New York. But here, we're calling for the coach or the manager every fucking day.
I think that's really – I get puzzled when people say that. They're like, well, in D.C., the sports climate – I'm like, where the fuck do they not want to, like, hang a coach high for, like, one shitty season? Like, I don't know any mythical city where you can fuck off and have, like, seven bad years.
Maybe
right.
Cincinnati.
Oh, it's right after the World Series. You win a World Series, it's this, it's that, you know.
Yeah.
They wanted to fire the Mets head, you know, manager this year after going to the World Series.
Yeah,
they still
ridiculous.
Do. You know, he got them to the playoffs, and they fucking sucked. You know, but I want to fire McAdoo. I never wanted him. I never wanted Tom to go. I don't think it was really Tom's fault, but.
But how many years, like, had they been kind of eating shit even with Tom? Because they had the Super Bowls, what, like 07 and 11? Was that or?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, well, you know, they sucked before that, and I think immediately after that. But you know what? I'd say if I'm gonna get to the playoffs, I'd like to win it, right? Like, what's the sense of just going to the playoffs if you never won?
No, right. I'd rather boom bust. Yeah, someone proposed that hypothetical once. They're like, would you prefer to have like 9 shit seasons and 1 Super Bowl, or like you're in the heat all the time but you'll never get the Super Bowl? I was like, what the fuck's the point? So I'm gonna have my heart ripped out every year. Just give me the one good goddamn trophy. I can jack do the rest of my life.
No, there's that saying.
You
never want to be
suck your girl's toes to that. You know, you
But, you know, I've heard the say, you know, you never want to be the guy that follows the guy. And what coach would have wanted to come in after Coughlin, you know? So by promoting inside, they have a guy that's so easy to fire now at the end of the season. And then you can actually get, like, that high-caliber coach that isn't, like, having to follow somebody that has 2 Super Bowl rings. So that, to me, is kind of a positive of having him in there right now.
It is, but, I mean, we got an old quarterback, so what are you going to do? You can't change again. You can't do a new system. This is it. He's staying until Manning's done. That's it. Until then, it'll be new quarterback, new coach.
Speaking of sucking,
same what they did with Tom Coughlin.
Speaking of sucking man dick, Eli, who I pumped up when they were 2-0, and was bragging how he won me my fantasy football season last year, and I got that big check because no one wanted him.
Won fantasy football with Eli Manning as your quarterback?
I won 2 leagues last year with Eli Manning as my quarterback.
Really?
Took him,
he did have a good year, I guess,
statistically
speaking.
Statistically
right?
speaking, that's all that matters. But I did it again this year. I am currently 0-5 in one league. And tonight, if I squeak by, I might get a win.
I fucking hate knowledgeable Brian voice. almost Dr. Steve. You know, I took Eli Manning.
Fluid. Shut up now, Brian.
Yeah, you fucked up with that. They're having a shitty season so far. And he's the kind of quarterback, you know, where he's a 2-time Super Bowl MVP, so I want to fucking hate him. I want to rip him apart when I'm watching him. I've tweeted some shit at him as well. But he's won, so what can I say? Then I'm a Yankee fan, which I hate. And I'm a fucking greedy Yankee fan that needs to win the World Series every year. You know, like I gotta just wait out his shitty rest of his career, and that's it. I gotta suck it up.
This might actually be
the miraculous, you know, fourth quarter touchdown passes and come from behind and fourth quarter victories, and he could be so great, but yeah, he could be so shitty throwing ducks, drops the ball every time he's fucking tackled. Happened yesterday. He looks dopey. It's really
dopey.
Fucking terrible.
I can't believe you can't yell at him. He looks like he has special needs. I could never yell at Eli. I'd be like, oh, good, you threw the ball. Good job. It went to the other team. It's okay, Eli. It's okay.
He should have one of those special helmets where it's a helmet on a helmet. What the fucking the guys that are scared of concussions wear, the double helmet.
Wes Welker. Yeah.
His outdoor helmet is also his indoor helmet. I didn't know if you knew that.
Yeah, my nickname
his
for him is
yellow bus.
He's a fetal alcohol Manning is what I like to call him. He's got the ugly kind of mug where if Peyton's mom had been drinking while he was in the womb, he would just, that's Eli, basically.
Oh, yeah. She was out sneaking Winston's behind while fucking Archie was at the strip club for sure. Definitely. The younger brother, she just gave up. She didn't give a fuck. But he made it to the NFL, this fucking goofy fuck. You know, I can't. He got there. I don't know fucking how. And he won. He won. It's amazing. I don't know. You guys are Washington Redskins fans, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, hold on. What? One of us is a Ravens fan. Hold on. So, I don't have internet. I don't have TV, or I don't get a newspaper. Who won that game? Because everyone said the Ravens were going to kill it.
So the team that won would not go to the playoffs today, whereas the team that lost would go to the playoffs. The Ravens are still actually like in the wild card slot in the AFC, so go fuck yourself.
Hey, the Skins can still pull it off too, my friend.
No, man, I actually got the Giants going to... I got the Giants ahead of you guys by the end of the season. Cause
I don't know. Next thing you're going to tell me to wear a condom. Sorry, Gino. I stole your joke.
No, but I'm telling you, what if so Rashad Jennings is going to come back at some point, right? I mean, that's like the rumor.
I like the kid Darkwa. Sounds like a good solid African name, you know? Good fucking solid African runner who's just running for fucking, you know, deer or whatever they have down there.
He sucked
just
yesterday.
Running from a mountain lion.
I just checked for my wallet. Yeah. You said that name and I checked for my wallet, so it's got to be a solid name.
Yeah, Darkwa. He sounds like the next fucking Black Lives Matter fucking cardboard poster name.
Not to be confused with the rapper Darkwa. No.
Darkwa. I don't know. He seems like a hard runner, but he's young. I mean, the whole team sucks. The Giants are going to be in trouble this year. They're going to be in trouble. The defense played better yesterday, but they're going to be in trouble. I hate Dallas. I'm not a big Washington Redskins. I feel like the rivalry is not there. It hasn't been there in years. So I don't feel it. When I think of Washington, I don't feel it.
Nah, man.
I don't know if you guys are the same way.
I don't have that big a Giants. I'll be honest. For me, the NFC East thing, really, I just fucking hate Dallas. Like, I can understand being a Skins guy and being like, oh, yeah, they broke Theismann's leg. But, like, 20 years later, like, you know, LT just means, like, whoa, was it fucking Waterboy? He gave the speech, like, don't do crack. Or is that Happy Gilmore? That's about it.
Hey,
yeah.
Man, crack made his whole career.
Oh, it's true, yeah.
I don't know if you ever read his book. He went out and played on crack binges, smoking crack.
Oh, he was fucking insane, man. Yeah, I've only read, like, excerpts, and I guess he left out all the shit that he couldn't own up to, like, fucking 12-year-olds left and right. And
I'm with John. I hate Dallas. I hate the Eagles. Well,
especially because they look good this year. Like, Dallas is great when, like, it's Tony Romo being Tony Romo.
But it's Dak killing it.
He's fucking great. The goddamn offensive line, like, they did what every fucking team, like every armchair quarterback is always like, just make the fucking line big and strong and ugly. Yeah, and the rest of it solves itself.
And then they sound Alf just throwing every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
That just makes me cry because that's one of my favorite players of all time.
It's just like any idiot can say that. And yet, you know, like fucking somehow someone took Jerry Jones out of the drafter's chair so they didn't piss away their first round pick on Johnny Manziel a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And they're actually making sound picks now. I'm like, oh, I don't like where this is going.
Jerry, take your meds. Come sit over here.
I got a tummy ache.
But
yeah, I hate Dallas big time, man. But you know what it is that the kid Dak, they have him controlled. If it was Tony Romo, he'd be out there throwing interceptions. He'd be making mistakes because you're not gonna limit Tony Romo. You should limit a Tony Romo.
Yeah.
But for some reason, he got fame and credentials. I don't understand that. And I don't. Tony Romo sucks to me. He always did.
The Alex.
They love him. He's revered.
He was fucking undrafted,
like, oh,
right?
He was undrafted. He wasn't out even of a seven. Small school.
Yeah, he's a fucking undrafted, and he's done all right. But it's like the fucking Filipino kid that's singing for Journey now, you know, Tony Romo to Brett Favre, is that guy to Steve Perry? Like, it's close in some ways, but shit, I wouldn't pay money for it.
Yeah, but you know what it is? Dak Prescott won't last either because he'll probably get arrested for fighting dogs or something, so he'll probably not going to make it. So it's only a matter of time.
I think he's only half black, so...
Who's the starting quarterback?
It'll be fighting German Shepherds, but it'll be something.
Who's the starting quarterback for that team if they're 9-1 when Romo's ready to come back?
Oh, that's
he's not. They're not. They're not going to let him back in.
No,
I don't think they will.
They came out yesterday and they made a big to-do about it's going to be Romo. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've heard that before. Garrett it's week five, man. It's week five.
I'm sorry. You know what it reminds me of? Was it three years ago when I think Trestman was coach of the Bears and I think McCown came in for what's his tits? Diabetes boy.
I'm sorry, but
Cutler.
Like,
Cutler, yeah.
And they fucking won like five. It was like, I want to say 2012 for the Bears. Cutler got fucked up. McCown comes in and just balled his dick off. And they won something like 5-6 straight. Something insane. Like went like 6-1 without Cutler in the mix. Cutler was healthy. They're like, fuck it. He's our man. He came right back in, promptly lost him the season.
Oh, man.
It was horrible. But like they did it like because they didn't want to flush what they considered a franchise guy.
McCown's got such a soft tossing arm, though. You don't have a lot of athletic talent there. It's pretty easy to replace somebody who just doesn't have the physique to win a Super Bowl. That's the way I look at it. Dak actually looks good.
Romo's hurt. He's done. Romo's what, mid-30s now?
Yeah. 36, I want to say.
They wouldn't put him back in. He's going to break his collarbone again. Dak has not thrown an interception.
He's 40.
Yeah, you can put – it's the Alex Smith model. All he has to do is go in and manage the game. He doesn't have to throw the ball downfield because they're, like you said, the O-line's that good. They have a beast of a running back. They have a beast of a backup running back. And if you need to get that quick toss, you still have Witten. You still have Dez. You can make the show.
Don't forget Cole Beasley.
And the fragile
playmaker extraordinaire.
John winces every time he gets hit because he thinks he's going to get broken.
Beasley. That pretty little porcelain boy out there.
I want Romo back as a Giant fan. I want him back.
me too. Yeah. Can't wait. Godspeed really you, Tony.
Well, without that, bring him back for the first playoff game and then watch him just blow it.
I am scared as shit they are going to be playoff bound and actually like rumble deep like NFC Championship, something like that.
John, I'm surprised to hear you say you only hate Dallas out of the NFC East, because I'm not even an NFC East guy, but I fucking hate the Eagles. Like, fuck the Eagles.
Fuck
every
the
year.
Eagles.
I used to kind of enjoy like Andy Reid with Donovan back in the day.
They're gone.
Yeah, but now I'm like ambivalent. Like,
I'm so tired of Carson Wentz stories. I'm like, this guy's barely played three games. He's basically like Alex Smith. He's just doing the same shit that guy does. You're going to call him like Peyton Manning already?
Well, dude, it's because everyone's so goddamn bored and has to put out 50 sports stories. So, yeah, like any team, I mean, just if you want to know how ridiculous any of this shit is, look at a power rankings where it's like a team wins one game and they're up 5 slots. They lose one game. They're down 7 slots. Like, you're fucking not that much happen in one game. Like, unless you're the goddamn, you know, Patriots. Well, poor example. You're the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. And, you know, goddamn Aaron Rodgers got his spine severed. He pulls a Christopher Reeve on the field. I'm sorry, not that much changed week to week for you.
Yeah.
The Eagles fans hate Santa. I hate the Eagles. Enough said.
I don't mind. I don't like the Eagles either so much. I just don't, yeah. It was a bigger rivalry, I think, for New York with them. I hate the Phillies more than I hate the Eagles.
Interesting.
You know, crossing into baseball, but I actually kind of liked Andy Reid. I don't know why. That was weird.
Me too.
Even though he's chubby, you know, he's kind of like seemed like a nice guy.
Especially
a nice mustache.
Yeah, no. And then his son pulled a train spotting. Like, you're supposed to fucking hate him after that.
Why'd you make me
laugh? Oh yeah, that's right.
Fuck.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's why.
You can't fucking hate that guy. Like, oh, that guy's son died of a heroin overdose. Fuck that cocksucker and his team. No, like.
Maybe that's why I like him. He looks like the guy that'll give you, you know, you knock all strung out and he'll give you $50, you know, knowing you're going to go shoot it up. Looks like that kind of guy.
He would be a great junkie dad to have. Like, he would just be like, ah, Jesus, not again. He'd, like, smack you around and give you, like, a beer and a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. Get your shit together.
Dude, it's terrible to say, but I just feel like he's always been able to relate to players in the NFL because, like, yeah, he's, like, the dad next door, but the reality is he's been bailing his kids out of jail and prison for decades.
Yeah.
So, like, anytime he's got a player on his roster, he's like, shit,
you
my
see
cousin
him all
went
since
to
they were 13? No.
Seriously. But I'm just saying, like, anytime, like, a guy comes, it's like, shit, my cousin's in prison. Like, I gotta, like, go visit him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I get you. Like, believe it or not, I'm one of those white guys who understands what it's like to do a prison visit. So, do you. Like, take the day off.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of coaches like that in the NFL.
Well, if you've seen Orange is the New Black, clearly you know everything there is to.
That's all you need to know.
I haven't seen that yet.
You haven't watched Orange is the New Black, man?
I haven't, no. I gotta start watching it.
A lot of women's feet in the showers.
I've been to, I saw it in real life. I can only imagine what the women are doing. Probably just eating each other's boxes out all day long.
Wait, you went to chick prison or dude prison? Like you...
both.
No, dude. Yeah, dude. Yeah. No, I was one of the lucky ones. I got to go to the chick prison. They liked me.
Nice.
Yeah, no, you got screwed, dude, because you were going to rehab and all that other stuff, and they still threw you in jail, right?
I've been to rehabs and jail. I've been to all of them.
In halfway houses and three-quarter houses.
I was a little rowdy. Rowdy as a kid.
It happens. Once again, you're a comedian.
Yeah.
There's a reason we're comedians.
Yeah. I needed Andy Reid there for me. He wasn't there for me.
Every time I hear Andy Reid, all I can think is the Kool-Aid guy, because they look the Family Guy picture of the Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah.
They look the same.
Now, is he still coaching Kansas City?
Yeah. I don't know. What the fuck are they doing this season? Are they like splits right now, 2-2?
Yeah, they are not leading the division, so you pretty much have them behind the Raiders as well as Denver.
Yeah, they're fucked. No, I mean, like, there's always going to be San Diego making everyone else look good.
Well, you got to watch
the Raiders.
It's
still early, though. It's so early. It's so early. It's five weeks in. It's still so early. Injuries, one injury, and your season's changing like that.
Everybody's wondering about the Raiders because it looks like they're going to have a really good record by the time they play Denver. Like, they're going to have a solid record. They could really be, like, something like 8-1 or something when they finally play Denver.
I haven't got to see really too many games this year. I'm a little slow to getting into it. I mean, I've watched the Giants, but now who's quarterbacking for the Raiders now?
Exactly.
Carr.
David Carr.
They're a house of cards, man. They're just going to get blown over after the first time they played Denver, I think.
I don't know. I think
but they're playing well.
Yeah.
They're getting lucky. Dude, they're like winning by the hair of their teeth.
The Falcons beat Denver yesterday. I think
the Raiders, 23-16 at home.
Raiders could do it at home, especially the Raiders at home are tough.
What?
You know what it is? There's so much parity now, man. There really is. I think this might be, these past couple of years, the most parity that I can think of, you know, offhand.
Well, yeah, that's why I kind of discount when Howard's like, they're getting lucky. Like, there's a lot of Super Bowl runs, man. You go back, there's like three fucking games that could have broken the other way, but that was the difference in the season.
We'll see, man. Like, some of their victories have been questionable. They won on a two-point conversion for one game against Baltimore.
That was fucking baller. Win, baby, win.
Baltimore required some turnovers. It was very similar to this Redskins game where Baltimore just screwed the pooch, man. I'm not happy about how Baltimore's season is going.
I'm with Steve on this shit, man. I think like that breaks enough for you early in the season. Later on, and especially into the playoffs, you do believe your own shit, and suddenly you do have that psychological.
I'll give you
advantage.
Jack Del Rio's an amazing coach.
Yeah. Oh, momentum, health, momentum, energy. The Rudy syndrome, the belief, exactly. You know, you can fucking do it. You know, like, I can do it, coach.
Yeah.
Shit builds.
They got a good coach. I'll give him that. Like, he could probably convince them they're better than they really are.
Another retread.
That was the only fucking time the Jags were anything, right? Under Del Rio?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Who they actually, Coughlin, Coughlin took the AFC title game.
That's right. Howard.
Think about it. Look at all the quarterbacks. Who are the main, you know, Peyton Manning was dominating so long. He's gone. Brady's getting older. He's going to be gone soon. So where's the top 20% of quarterbacks that they're used to? There used to be so many solid quarterbacks, right? But now it's just a bunch of kind of average to maybe above average.
This year seems very different. Like this year, I feel like a lot of what we know is kind of the top tier guys are like obviously older. Fucking even Aaron Rodgers ain't that old, but like Rodgers isn't Rodgers right now.
No, he's not. Because he's getting celebrity pussy. Right. We've talked about this.
Oh, yeah,
he's
yeah.
getting celebrity pussy. It's destroying his game.
He's sucking those half Asian toes.
Isn't he? Nice.
Celebrity pussy and sucking your toes? Oh god, yeah.
Who is the celebrity he's with?
Olivia Munn.
Oh, I think I remember that name. I think I looked her up.
See, that's how you can tell this is like a real dude and not some little internet queeb. Because like, had I said Olivia Munn to like some 25-year-old twat that fucks off on Reddit all day, they'd be like, what? You don't know who Olivia Munn is? And he's like, you know what?
That's exactly the voice inside my head was going, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, man. She's some piece of koozoler that the young kids like. And who wouldn't? She's got good tits and shit, but...
He's drawing plays out in her back with his cum.
Yeah. Watch the beginning of Magic Mike. You see her tits.
Do you?
You know what? The rest of the movie, not that bad. Not afraid to say that. Great scene. It's it starts off with the three, like they have a threesome with some other broad, her and Channing Tatum, and then like the next day, I think you start with like him barf out of his mouth, passed out on the floor, and like a potbelly pig is eating the puke. that's in front of his face that he launched out. It's a fucking great way to start a film, man.
You know what? 14 days away till I can jerk off again. I now know what I'll be jerking off to.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
This guy's got the countdown going. This is something. Oh, man.
Are you going to hold out through the Olivia Munn scene and wait for the guys to actually get naked?
I actually want to see the pig eating the puke, and I'm going to just blow a load.
Yeah.
But it'll be in my guest bedroom, hoping my kids don't walk in, because that's how it works.
That's how you create more comedians.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Or the poor kid.
What is Daddy doing?
Yeah. They probably already know. They already know. It's the 17th of the month. Let's go to Jimmy's house. Dad's going to be getting the candles out.
Daddy dented the wall again, Mommy.
So, Steve, you go ahead, man.
No, I was going to say, who do you like to win it all this year? Who do you guys think? I mean, I like Denver for some reason. I think Denver's solid again, even with this quarterback. They look good. From what I saw, I mean, it's so early. I think it's going to be an AFC team, though.
Huh. AFC, I think Denver's a safe pick. I'm scared as shit of Dallas, in all honesty, out of the NFC.
Really?
I'm not
a believer in Dallas yet, though, just because of Dak Prescott and Romo come back. They're going to fuck it up. It's Jerry Jones. Dallas, they'll fuck it up.
But Jerry Jones has been forced to, like, sit down and shut the fuck up like the crazy old man he is. That's what scares me. Like, I've read a lot about Dallas, like, Know Thy Enemy, and, like, they really sidelined his old ass, and it's like his son is very much in charge for the most part. And, like, you know, like on draft day, he'll make a big show of being there. But once the cameras cut away, it's okay, shut down, shut the fuck up, old man. We're making the picks. Enjoy your goddamn oatmeal.
I'll confess something here, though. I'm a diehard Giants fan all the way, but I am a New England fan if my team is nowhere to be found. Maybe from the connection of beating them, but I mean, I just like watching greatness. Tom Brady is fucking great. They're great. The coach is great. That establishment, I don't know if they're cheating, great. I don't know what they're doing. But they signed a contract with the devil, it looks like.
I came to like Belichick during the stretch without Brady when he made it very clear, like, fuck it, I don't need the pretty boy. You can eat my shit. Call him the best all time. Call him whatever the fuck. I'll win without him. I like that. Now suddenly I am on board with Belichick after hating both of them for like 15 years or whatever the fuck.
Really? And what did you not like about him, though? Because you don't have you're a Baltimore fan, right?
No. I'm a Skins guy. Who wants to get on board with anyone like that's that level of juggernaut if it's not your kind of shit? You know, like if you're Boston born and raised, then enjoy it. And if you're from anywhere else and you want to get on board with that, fuck you, you little bandwagoner. That's how I feel. Like,
but if you got to have an interest in watching the game a little bit, money on the line. Unless I bet, if I'm betting, then I'm solely about my money.
Oh, no. I mean, don't get me wrong. My entire 20s, I got through it watching Steelers games. And I don't even care for the Steelers. Like, I fucking hate them now. But, like, the Skins would be out of it by week 6 or so. And CBS in my local market, yeah, just air the Steelers. So for a team I fucking hated, I knew Palomalu the whole gang. You know what I mean? Like, go bus, go.
Right. Speaking of the
in football, it would be New England. But I mean, like back, I was a Knicks fan. But like, I gotta admit, I gotta be honest. Is Jordan? If my Knicks were totally crushed, then I'd be like, well, I want to see Jordan just win, just see greatness. It's something about wanting to see, you know, an iconic player do his thing, or Magic Johnson. But it was probably Magic. Now for basketball, I don't have a team.
I mean, that's.
I wanted to see LeBron win it. I wanted to see him lose it. I oscillated with him. Baseball, I don't have a team. The Cubs, this year's the Cubs, but for football...
No, the Washington Wizards. Get behind the Wizards. No. We need a curly W.
I still call them the Bullets.
We do, but it's...
they should have never changed from the Washington Bullets. That was the problem.
You know, I like Magic Johnson because it wasn't too long ago. I was rooting for him to beat AIDS, and he did. So I can get behind. If you can beat AIDS, you could beat any team. So I really respect him for that.
Go Magic, go! He's Magic.
Yeah, I'll put my sleeper pick for the Super Bowl championship, at least making the game, is Minnesota. I think that's a really good team. I think they're legit for sure.
Sammy Brown, Muffins?
No, I'm with you. Like any defense that good, they're pretty much the
Sam Bradford. I mean, I like what they're doing so far. but, you know, can they sustain that? I got to look at a team that can sustain it as well.
So here's the problem with Sam Bradford when he was with St. Louis. I mean, playing in Philadelphia for a season, he was kind of screwed by Chip Kelly. But when he was with the Rams, the problem was they were always playing from behind. If he's actually on a team where he doesn't have to, like, score two touchdowns to come back in the fourth quarter, like, I'm interested to see what's going to happen this year with him.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That is maybe the most intriguing storyline in the NFL. Like, I kind of walked away from it. But the fact that they're down AP, they're down Bridgewater, and you could be like, fuck it, they're cooked this season. And somehow instead, I've seen a couple power rankings with them at number one.
They're the only undefeated left.
Yeah. Dude, how the fuck do you Hail Mary to get a new starting quarterback? And it works out like this. It's an insane – like, if they win the ring –
Yeah, he's gonna fuck up too, though. He's gonna he's gonna win. They're gonna go 6-0. He's gonna start banging Munn. Munn's gonna run over there, and then he's gonna be fucked up. They're gonna do like they did with Tony Romo.
He's gonna
be out there and fucking banging Sports Illustrated chicks and the tabloids on TMZ, and then they fall apart.
He's gonna get hurt halfway through the season. They don't have anything behind him. And they're going to fall off. It's not going to be Minnesota.
Well, who was their starting quarterback? Who was he?
Teddy Bridgewater was, and he got hurt.
And everyone says
was he any good? They speak like he was going to be really good. He was
like mediocre, but like in theory showing a little improvement, but everyone always fucking clowns him for having like little hands, like that gerbil.
To be determined. He's very injury prone.
Oh, he's got the Donald Trump hands.
Yeah, exactly.
But his knee made a right turn. And that was not...
I didn't watch the footage of that. Oh. Yeah, his fucking, like, ACL went. But apparently the ACL also kind of, like, anchors. It's not just, like, for turning and shit. It anchors your shin bone kind of to the rest of the leg. And without that, immediately the shin started going in the other direction. So it was like the arm wrestling scene from The Fly.
Exactly. I'm not a doctor, but it was really called fucking ew.
Yeah. Like, you're going to need to sit down for a while, sir. Definitely going to need to sit for
That's
a while.
Fucking weird, man. AP is, they made a big to-do about, like, oh, he'll be back next year. Why? I think he's due, like, 12 mil or something fucking ridiculous for a 31-year-old back or so.
Dude, he's a beast. You don't let that kind of guy go.
He's done.
Yeah,
he won't be back.
This is football. Football, they toss you. You're fucked up. Done. They don't know loyalty. There's no fucking loyalty. That's why Romo, I don't know. I don't think they might say all that now, but he'll sit. They'll delay him as much as they can. Rehab a little longer. Take it slow.
They might do the delay thing. I'll give you that.
AP is a freak. I'm sorry. You got to give him a chance because you have no idea what he's capable of.
I think they'll Frank Gore him.
Ridiculous.
I think they'll Frank Gore him.
We'll see. I would keep that man, though.
Tony, it's your...
Yeah, but if he smacks one more kid, though, I don't know.
That's true.
That's pretty
done.
Rough.
AP smack. Yeah.
Not even smack.
One more smack.
Beat the kid's ball sack with a switch.
Hey, in the South, that's how we do it. Calm down.
They really should have traded him to Dallas at that point. That's what I was like. If you just trade him back to a Texas team, everybody there won't give a shit.
Yeah, that's just rearing your kids. That's what they call rearing. Rearing your kids. That means.
It's called switch beating, not beating him with a little pipe or some shit.
Yeah, they were reared right.
With a switch.
Tony Vermo is going to come back. It's like, hey, I'm healthy, guys. You're like, oh, we're sorry this week. It's your turn to watch Jerry. So we're going to have to give you another week off.
Steve, any final thoughts on the season before we let you go, buddy?
I'm hoping the Giants turn around and click, and hopefully the statistics play out at the end. You know, they usually have a way of balancing and evening out the law of averages. So I'm hoping they win. I fucking hate Dallas. I want to be on record for that. I fucking hate them. I hope the plane crashes into the Pacific. I just hope, you know. I really do. Terrorist bombs. I hope fucking blow them up. I don't give a fuck. Ali Akbar, the shit out of that plane. Blow it all up. Leave Jerry by himself. He is the only one that lives. And that's it. Right. To the world.
We are Marshall. All right, Steve. Thanks, buddy. Thank you so much.
Don't go. Oh. Steve, where are you going to be in the next few weeks? You going to plug anything?
You can find me at New York Comedy Club, usually. Or, just tune into the podcast. I got to start plugging that more.
Foolish Thoughts, guys. Check it out. He kills it. And I also want to bang a Hasidic woman for some reason now that I've listened to your pod. So.
Oh, just beautiful. Putting it out there. Send you pictures.
And we're coming up to New York soon. I got family in Queens and Long Island, so we'll have to go see you. Do your set.
Definitely hit me up, man. Definitely. If you want to get up somewhere or whatever, I'll see what I can do.
Cool, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks again, Steve.
You got it,
Steve.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
That was Steve Martin. Brian, give out Steve's info one more time.
I don't have his in front of me. His
I'm just talking Twitter handles.
Is
the name of the podcast?
Foolish Thoughts.
Foolish Thoughts.
Steve.
SteveMartin.net. Is
Thank
that?
You.
Martin. That's the, M-A-R-D-E-N.
But what's his Twitter handle?
It's probably on his website, yo. Check out the website. I'm really lazy. I'm like, let's talk football, man. You keep doing what you do. John, did you have some other games you want to hit up to?
Yeah, yeah. I wrote a quick list of, because we're working with the format of the show. We're starting with these interviews, but I didn't want to completely forego us running through the rest of the games as well. I just took some notes of what I did get to watch throughout the week. First of all, I opened with the Thursday night game. Got to watch that. The 49ers are a fucking disaster. They remind me of the Redskins the first few years that Dan Snyder took over. Is Trent Baalke the GM or the owner? Who's the... Oh, no. The owner's York. One of York's kids, right? Jed York or some shit.
Dude.
Little rich fucker owns the team now. Little spoiled shit. They're horrible. They're going to be horrible for a long time. I was embarrassed for them. Who the fuck ran over them?
It was
Arizona.
Arizona without Palmer, though.
Palmer
You're talking
stinks.
About... Well, Palmer's out right now, man.
Yeah,
so.
Palmer's concussed. And if you want to talk a real Tony Romo situation where you really don't want that motherfucker back, Palmer.
I'm sorry, man.
Palmer is spent like an old rubber.
Dude, you really want Drew Stanton to be your quarterback for the rest of the season?
Over Carson Palmer, yes.
Wow.
I have never in my life, since the knee injury especially, watched Carson Palmer and been like, ooh, like... I wish that guy was on my team. That is my barometer. It's a very simple one. Do you watch a quarterback and think, I want that motherfucker on my team or no? And I've never watched Palmer and been like, I want that dude. Like maybe with his chin, if you're into like the vanilla gorilla cuckold shit, like you want him to silverback your girl in front of you. But like I wouldn't want him on my team.
Dude, so he went from Cincinnati... to Arizona, and those are two of the shittiest franchises, like, historically in
Brief
the NFL.
Brief Raiders stay, too, correct?
What's that? Oh,
Brief
yeah,
Raiders
yeah.
Stay. Stint, yeah.
In a poor time for the Raiders, but just Horrible. Looking at, like, the two mainstays for him, like, the bookends, the Bengals and the Cardinals, those are terrible teams that deserve a quarterback like Carson Palmer. I say they should just keep him. They need to ride that turd out.
I mean, there's not much to ride out. 37 or some shit, right? I mean...
He's got a year.
Yeah, one way or the other, he's pretty much resolved. So it's not like they're shattering the confidence of, again, let's say Aaron Rodgers at age, what, 32, 33? They're not seating, they're not throwing some guy down in his peak. Like, he's an old motherfucker. However it falls, it's going to happen soon.
Well, it's early in the season, but right now it looks like Seattle's going to end up running away with the NFC West. It's hard to see any other team like surpassing them in that like shit division at the moment.
I watch that fucking game, and it's like in the pantheon of like human misery and injustices, there's like the Holocaust, I guess, at the top. But then like two or three is like the quarterbacks Larry Fitzgerald has had
oh,
to play
man.
For. Like that guy, watching that motherfucker play is like watching Da Vinci paint. Like I goddamn have the biggest man crush on Larry Fitzgerald, man. That dude is just art in motion. I love him. And
have you seen the
fuck?
Creepy commercial he does for University of Phoenix?
Oh yeah, yeah. Like pretty much my mom did the same thing with my dead dad's voice. So you're talking
That's
about
weird.
The
yeah.
University of Phoenix commercial where apparently his mom left one last voice message and then was like, I'm off to die now, bye. And that was it. And he just, like, keeps the phone that had the voicemail on
no,
it or something?
No, dude. He's rich as fuck. He kept the house and left her phone line intact so he can continue to call that answering machine. That's crazy. It's been a while. That wasn't, like, last year, man. It's been a while.
Hey, you know, I mean, as long as she isn't stuffed, like, fucking Trigger in the corner or something like that.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm not that weirded out by it. I think my mom did the ghetto version of that with, like, my dad's answering machine was then played into the mic of a
oh,
Fisher
Jesus.
Price. My first thing. And I was like, look, I get the sentiment, but are you going to listen to this degraded tape ever? And I don't think, you know, as weird as she is and, you know, God bless her, still mourning like an old Greek mountain woman that wants to just wear all black for the rest of her life. I don't think she's ever busted out that fucking cassette tape.
Here's my advice. Don't ask. Just don't ask.
Oh, yeah,
you
because she'll
know.
Be like, you're right. Where is that? And then I'll really want to hang myself. The Chargers game, I caught the tail end while we were watching you open miking it, Brian Boltois.
And,
Here's a piece of trivia for you. The only team in the league that has led at the half every game so far this year is?
The Chargers.
There you go. And they find a way to win sometimes, or I'm sorry, they find a way to lose. They sometimes in a comedic fashion, sometimes they really just give it up on the field. Yesterday was hilarious. They went for a game-tying field goal with about a minute left and just fucked up the snap. And that was it. They
lost.
The
guy forgot to catch the ball. Yeah. Why are they so cursed? This is when I want to do 1 minute with Gino. Because he's a Chargers fan. Like, Gino, what happened? And then hang up on him.
Yeah, so they lose 34-31, a goddamn in-division game, drop one to the Raiders. Yeah, I'm sure that isn't, like, just the death sentence right there for the season.
This makes me glad that I'm not in San Diego right now, because those people are literally walking around with their horrible Chargers tattoos all over their bodies.
All eight of the fans.
Dude, everyone there has a Chargers tattoo. Everyone.
Because everyone in San Diego has a fucking tattoo of anything, period.
Well, they have
their favorite In-N-Out menu items tattooed as well. I mean,
if you don't have blue or pink hair, you're weird there too. So.
Yeah, I mean, like, I remember from the various stints I've done in Vegas or L.A., like, just seeing the San Diego people drift in.
There's lots of hot chicks, but hey, we had a question from the live audience, and I know we usually ignore them, but it's about our boy, Tom Puppet.
We got a bonus person in the studio today to help us
TP
read
this man.
TP is the man. He wants to know predictions for tonight's game. And I know we're probably going to get into that, but I just want to
Bucks and who? And
Bucks what? At Carolina.
Bucks at Carolina?
Yeah. And the Bucks, third string running back at this point?
It's a game, like, it's hard because I know Cam's out, and I don't know who the fuck's at, you know, in their depth chart. But I believe Cam's sitting out for concussion.
It's the same backup they've had for several years. I forget his name, but he replaced Newton the last two times he missed games, and both of them were against Tampa Bay.
And he replaced Cam, and he did better than Cam. Jimmy White guy. I forget his name.
Yeah. I mean, like... Cam's not some idiot quarterback where I'm like, they're better off without him. Like, he's young. He's fairly good. So.
But Tampa is coming in with no running game. They're going to have to pass the ball.
What is this, fucking 1986? I don't give a shit.
You don't care?
No.
I'm going Carolina. And what's the spread? Anybody know the spread in the game?
I don't know how the spread. I'm trying to decide if Jameis Winston is good enough to win this game against the good defense.
That's pretty much how I feel. Well, not what it was last year.
I mean, he's thrown... multiple picks in several games this year. I mean, he's just not developing the way that they'd hope so far, and this is the game where he's got to prove that he can beat a Cam Newton-free Panthers defense, like, or just Panthers team generally. That's the real question. Like, is Jameis Winston going to be a bust?
There is an episode of King of the Hill where Hank is in competition with the rest of the guys at Strickland Propane for grill selling the most grills at Grill Stravaganza, and he's in the hole... and this guy named Joe Jack is kicking his ass. And Joe Jack at one point turns to him and says, "You got the stink on you, honey, and everyone can smell it." That's how I feel about Carolina. They got the fucking stink on them. So, you know what? God damn it, I'm taking the Bucks. There you go, Tom Papua.
Are we doing a pick'em or are we doing the spread? Because I just saw the spread and it made me change my mind.
What's the spread? Yeah, what's the spread?
Carolina laying six.
Oh, they're not making that.
If it was a pick'em, I'd go Carolina.
I don't think you understand how bad Jameis Winston's been playing this year, man.
Really?
Like,
God
couple
damn it.
Pick sixes.
Pretty
like,
much I only watched
well
week one,
balance.
Right? And they won one. They won week one, correct? And it's been like three losses since.
Yeah. Oh, but they got housed against the Cardinals and the Broncos.
Suck. They both fucking suck. You know what? I guarantee you the Panthers will win, but I'm going to pick the Bucks. I don't give a shit. Because I want to sound like goddamn Nostradamus over here if they don't.
Nah, this is a game changer for the NFC South is the way I look at it. So that's why I'm actually going to pick the Bucks to win it.
To win
I'm not
it.
Just beat
go.
The spread. I'm going to pick them to win it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All
fuck
right,
it.
So you don't have to do the spread. Now, Carolina did bad things to me in my betting.
Oh, yeah. They cost you a couple bucks.
My kids now have to go to community college.
Clown college.
Clown
hurt you.
Tampa and as a pick, I might go Carolina. Laying six, I'm going Tampa. I think it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a field goal.
I mean, what's rough right now for that NFC South is that Atlanta's just building up a huge lead at the top of that division. So it looks
How did that happen?
That defense from last year, how the hell are they winning? They beat Denver.
Not just that, they committed the cardinal sin of drafting, giving away an entire draft just for goddamn Julio Jones. But this panned out.
That was long enough ago, man.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. That was, what, oh, fucking 2011 at this point? You've kind of swallowed that shit pill.
Yeah, no, they're good. That's a playoff team. I mean, Matty Ice is going to choke again once they get there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They do look like a playoff team to me for sure. They got like that two-headed monster at running back now. It's unbelievable the kind of production they're getting out of the running back position. So
I mean, they beat the Bronx pretty good, man, at home. Jesus.
Well, and their backs are sick, and they both can catch out of the backfield. And they're going to the Pats, I think, next game. And the Pats cannot stop running backs catching out of the backfield. That's their one.
You know what? I am so hyped that the Vikings are stomping through the North right now. I'm done with the Packers. Oh, I'm sorry, you said Pats.
Pats.
Shit. I will be pulling for the Pats to lose there too, but
I'm with you. Either one, Packers. I'm so done with the Packers. I'm so done with the Patriots. So anybody can beat either of those teams. Start with P. I'm good with.
I mean, the Packers. To me, Mike McCarthy is if I have to hear the fucking he was a toll booth operator story one more goddamn time during a slow point in any game, like, oh, he stayed up all night jacking off in toll booths and collecting your money so he could work at a high school. Or whatever the fuck he did. I'm done with it. I'm so over that shit, man. And I think you'll look back. The parallels between Aaron Rodgers and our golden boy Brett Favre are going to be a lot closer than Packers fans are going to want. Because I think the guy's only going to have one ring in him as well early in the career. And you're going to look back just like you did with Favre and be like, shit, we wasted a lot of good years with a lot of dumb shit, didn't we?
So in about 10 years, we'll see his dick.
Yeah.
I hope it's bigger than Brett's.
But he's gay, so it'll be to Ben Sturgeon.
Hey, listen, I got to call you guys out on hating on the Broncos for losing this week, though, because you had Simeon out for the week. You had a rookie quarterback starting his first time ever in the NFL.
Oh, the guy they actually drafted this year, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have a hard time really accepting Atlanta's that good or Denver's really going to have a problem.
No, I didn't get a chance to watch it, so I can't really comment either way. I know they lost 23-14 or some shit.
Yeah, 23-16. 16,
okay. Yeah. That was it, yeah, so they lost by a touchdown. I'm doing math real well tonight.
But, yeah, I mean, like, it was 13 points in the fourth quarter. It's not really a quality performance from Denver at that point, so.
Yeah, fuck. I mean, if it was obviously the quarterback's the weakest link, then so be it. I'll give you that one.
They shut down Julio Jones. He didn't do anything that game. He had 3 catches.
Really? Okay.
But if you put all your defense on Julio, there's other players on the field.
Okay, so the running backs dominated, man. They just had a killer game.
I was just saying, both running backs, they could not. They both were running the ball, and they're both catching out of the backfield. It was like old school Tecmo Bowl where you could just kind of jump it off and run.
And I guess last thing I had to say, are you pro or con the Bills suddenly not sucking?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I'm pissed about it because I came out saying that they sucked and we had a whole show based
upon
that.
Rex is a fellow foot creep like you.
I didn't know it was a foot creep till I stopped jacking off. I'm going to go get Mark Sanchez's tattooed on my arm, too.
There you go.
I'm a big fan of Sexy Rexy and the Bills. I think it's a good thing for the Patriots to have somebody breathing down their neck, especially a guy who's beaten Bill Belichick in the playoffs. So,
a little bit, yeah. Isn't that sad when, like, you're batting, what, 333 or some shit against Belichick, and they're like, that guy's the mastermind.
He just beat him for the first time in the regular season. That's the crazy part.
You've
never beat him in the
me?
Regular season.
Jesus,
until, like,
even
last
I didn't
week.
Know that.
Is that true?
Jesus.
Yeah, that
Christ.
Was the weird part. He's beaten him in the playoffs. He can, like, do the one off, but.
Oh,
yeah.
So I guess, like, both of those, the two AFC championship runs, the first 2 years, he bounced his ass or something like that. So
yeah, no, he definitely.
So that's where he got the rep.
Yeah, no, it's just it definitely, like, during the regular season, he was never able to get over the Belichick hump until this season.
Well, guys, I think that's it for this week. This was Papa's Football Podcast. I'm John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Sometimes I tweet during games. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. If you want to see a video of the show, it is at YouTube.com/Papa's Basement. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher. It's a separate show from the regular Papa's Basement show. But that is the main show I do at inpapasbasement.com. This one's at pfpod.com. Look up both Papa's Basement and Papa's Football Podcast.
This is Howard Flood at Basement Howard on Twitter.
And Brian Bolte at Choke on Ritalin on Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Replay, goddamn you. Replay. There we go. Oh.